Blog Talk Radio.
But I know once the camera come on, y'all like professionals and shit, but I'm over here.
We got the cameras all good, Chris.
Got to be ready,
right? Lighting, all that.
Yeah, I'm doing. Let's do one final sound check. USB seems to be try the USB right now.
All
right. Sound effects. Why is it green? You want it green?
No, I mean, what's green? The light behind me?
Yeah.
I don't know why, dude. It's just, I was trying to adjust it, and it was just giving me a pain in the ass, and the remote isn't, like, working for some weird reason.
All right.
So, I mean, you might be able to work it from over there, but that's why I gave it to you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you have the remote over there.
Yeah,
it's acting retarded. All right, let's do a quick sound check. Do you mind throwing your headphones on? Yeah, that's right. Can you hear me? Test, test, test.
Yep.
Okay. Talking to your mic real
yep.
quick.
Yep. I just 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
You gotta talk like right into it. You can move it if you need to. Yeah, you can push it back that way. It's adjustable, so you can go like that. Whatever.
All right.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
1, 2, 3.
Nice, nice. And then Walt, so give a quick
one, two,
test.
1, 2, 1, 2.
All right.
All right.
All right. So I'll do the intro, and then Walt, you can. I'll do the intro, and then you can, I guess, do the whole thing.
I'm seeing you the questions now.
All right. And you can ask the first one. I think we'll go for about an hour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Zoom call is at 8 o'clock, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's good. Walt, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's do it. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. We are live. Today, we got TJ Millionaire Mentor. Today's going to be lit, guys. Let's get into it.
All right, what's up, folks? It's Monday, Money Monday. We're in studio here with the best of them all, TJ Millionaire Mentor. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? All good, man. How's it going, man?
Man, we had a nice rally, a nice car event this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Tell us about it, man.
It
How was
awesome,
it?
Man. It was we had a Lambo event, which was dope, right? It was all Lambo event, so people all over the country sent their Lambos to South Florida, to Miami. We drove up to Naples, Fort Lauderdale, stuff like that. It was a great time to network.
Right, definitely. Shout out to your amazing team and Jay Flow as well, man.
Yeah, Jay Flow did a great job. He stepped up, but I got my core team here. Mm-hmm. I got my man Ricky that's here, and then I got Leo that's on the team. So, you know, I had the three of those guys down here, you know, doing their thing. And then Jay Flow brought in, you know, he said, that's my brother, that's my cousin.
Yeah.
Did whatever you need to do to try to help get things done.
There you go, man. It's always good to network, man. But yeah, today we're going to talk about a special topic today regarding money. So just for example, right? TJ, what does money mean to you?
Freedom. Freedom. Mm-hmm. It means that I'm free to live in a way that I want. I'm free to provide support to the people that I want. I'm free to go out and try to make the type of impact that I want. So money means freedom, baby.
Gotcha. And in this case, you created a 10-day challenge, right? It's called 10 Days Lots of Freaking Money Challenge.
Yeah.
What inspired you to create that?
Well, what inspired me to create the Lots of Freaking Money Challenge is that, you know, when people see me out, they ask, you know, how do I make a lot more money? How do I change my life? How do I get to another level? So that's one of the number one questions that people ask me. And so sometimes the people that are asking me that question, mm-hmm. they're not prepared to make lots of freaking money. They're not prepared to get to the next level. And to get prepared to get to the next level, you got to be focused on your next best move, what you should be doing right now. And people don't know how to figure that out. Like, you know, it seems sort of vague, but reality is there's a process where you figure out what your natural gifts are, your resources. You sort of sort that out between what you're passionate about, mm-hmm. what you're gifted at, what you can make money at, and then to start making some decisions and doing some things to figure out what your next best move is. A lot of people are doing too many things.
Right.
So because I think too many people are doing too many things, and I think people are confused about what they should be doing, I came up with this challenge that is sort of an intense 10 days to help people get on track.
Because I feel like a lot of times we lose focus, especially like young people like myself, and we're trying to do too many things at the same time. But then again, we don't know what to do.
Right.
So just having that compass of where to go in like in a direction will help us a lot. Myron, what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, man. I mean, at the end of the day, like you got to – I mean, as you guys know, we just released the high-value course where we teach you guys how to basically make money and to make money so that you can like, you know, buy Lambos and try to, you know, fornicate with attractive women. No, it's about being able to basically dictate your schedule, live life on your terms, and be able to not really have to worry about, you know, having somebody breathe down your neck and tell you, hey, you were here at 9:05 a.m. when you're supposed to be here at 9 a.m. You know, no one wants to deal with a boss. Let's keep it real. So
yep.
Money is 1,000% freedom. And it's unfortunately only a few percentage of people actually get to use it that way and actually be free from the money and the crazy 9-to-5 schedule. But once you get it, man, it's like you will want to take a pay cut to be an entrepreneur over making a lot more money but working for someone else, because that freedom is very important.
100%. So, yeah. You know, it's funny too, TJ. I feel like people see the cars, they see the lifestyle, but they don't see the work that you put in behind the scenes to get to where you're at. And
no,
that's a big thing.
No, they don't. Because like last night, I was out doing a rally, and that was really cool, man. We were out early in the morning doing this rally. Met a lot of dope people, like I said. It was fun. I posted a lot on my sort of story, right? But what happened when I got back to the hotel, I fell asleep. You know, I probably fell asleep at 7 o'clock.
Damn.
Right? I fell asleep, and then I woke up at 10 o'clock, and I worked until 3 in the morning. Right. Because my business partner is on the West Coast right now. She and I, we talked, we collaborated about the things that she was working on, what she was doing. And so she gave me some notes, and then I picked up, studied a topic that we are interested in executing on. And we did that to 3 a.m. Now, I didn't post that. Right. Mm-hmm. I posted the Lambos. I posted us going fast. I posted us, you know, laughing and having fun with other folks. But I didn't post when I got up at 10 o'clock and worked to 3.
Yeah.
Right, and then had to get up and meet the team down at 8:30. I didn't post that part.
Because it's not sexy. Let's be honest. Nobody wants to really see that. They
yeah.
say, yeah, I want to see the grind, but you don't want to see that part. You just want to see the cars and lifestyle. Let's be honest here.
Let's be honest. They don't want to see the grind, do they?
Yeah, no, they never do. I mean, like, guys, I'm up at night all the time. You guys wonder why, Myron, why do you have such a weird vampire schedule? Mm-hmm. A lot of time, guys, it's like I'm up late at night in the studio, like, you know, recalibrating the microphones, making sure the mixers work correctly, everything like that. So when we're on the air, it's a seamless switch. You know, I'm adjusting the camera lenses, playing around with it, doing like little tests here and there. And, you know, I mean, having a studio, it's great, but it comes at a great cost. And that great cost is like you got to constantly be recalibrating everything. Every time you get a new piece of equipment, you have to adjust the entire setup to accommodate that new piece of equipment. So, you know, it's a lot of late nights and, you know, but that's not sexy to put on Instagram stories like, oh, look at me working so hard late at night, blah, blah, blah. Or like when I'm in the gym, I might put a story here or there, guys, but like, let's keep it real. That's lame. You guys want to see us with the chicks and doing a double date. So
yep.
We just show you guys that, but we don't show you guys what it took to get to that double date. You know what I mean? The headaches and the flakes and, you know, all that other stuff. So
yeah, last night we were up to like 5 a.m. filming content, man. Like,
yeah.
You can't fake that. You can't like, just like pretend that's like real work behind
yeah.
the scenes, you know? So. You're right. You got to do behind the scenes work to
yeah.
get results.
You know, people see the, you know, because the thing is, I want everybody to know this too. Remember this, guys. Instagram is a highlight reel. Don't compare your life to someone else's highlight reel. Because when you compare your life, which, you know, it might be mundane, boring, whatever it may be, but you're comparing it to someone's highlight reel, it's going to make you feel really, really awful. You know, so always remember that what you see on Instagram is what people want you to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then on top of that, you know, they're not going to show you the hard work, you know what I'm saying, that took to get there, because at the end of the day, that doesn't get views.
And it's not sexy, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The thing is, though, what you should always remember and take solace in this, when you're working at night, you're burning the midnight oil, and you're in a place where nobody else sees you.
Yeah.
Nobody knows you. Mm-hmm. There's no clout for that.
Yeah,
right?
Facts.
The more time that you're in that space, the more quickly you're going to come up. The more you're going to know that you're on the right path. When you're in that space, you're burning the midnight oil. There's nobody else around you. Nobody else doing it, right? Or maybe it's somebody else, but it's your partner doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
The more you're in that space, the more you know you're on the right path.
Yeah.
And stay in that space. find that space. That's kind of the zone. That's the space that you want to be in. And that's the space that got me to where I'm at, right? Mm-hmm. By being in that space more often than not. And to be honest with you, I found myself lately not in that space enough. And that's that midnight oil,
mm-hmm.
no clout time. Nobody's going to give me any,
any
views or anything like that for being in that space. But that's the space that people need to find themselves in.
Yeah. Fact. Getting comfortable, get comfortable, learn how to get comfortable being uncomfortable, guys. You know what I'm saying? And another thing too, one thing I like to do, I probably shouldn't be admitting this on the air, but I watch a lot of our competition. No, nothing crazy. Don't worry. Dude, every time I
not
see
again.
Just like,
I'm
no,
not
for
that.
Stop it.
I'm keeping it clean this time, guys. I watch the competition. I really do. And what I'll do is I'll look at what the competition is doing, and I'll see what they're doing well, what they're messing up on, and then I'll make sure that we avoid whatever mistake they're making. To be a great competitor, you got to watch. There's a reason why athletes watch film. Mm-hmm. You watch your competition. See what they're doing, and then basically capitalize off their mistakes. So that's something else I do on the side that I will not say who I watch, but I'd be watching the competition. I know who all you guys are. So yeah, go ahead.
So very important, TJ. So it's one thing to see somebody online, but to learn from them in itself and have a mentor is incredible, because you kind of like jump leaps and bounds. You kind of like pass the learning curve by a lot. So what inspired you to, I would say, make this challenge? Because I feel like most people have products, but they kind of just make it out of the whim. But I'm pretty sure you got inspired by something to create this product for people.
Well, I've been inspired because of that core question of how do I get to the next level? Mm-hmm. What do I do? So that sort of inspired me to do it. But what's inspired me to coach and help folks is that, think about all the guys that have been doing things, right? I think about the guys in the hood that I came from the hood, right? I think about my cousin who was way smarter than me. Right. Just more naturally gifted than I was. And we took different paths. Right. We took different paths, and he's doing great now. Right. But there's a lot of people in the hood that took a different path. And then there's a lot of people that didn't get to see, how they can get to a whole nother level. All of those people could be killing the game. Right. Or so many of those people could be killing the game. I'm not going to say all. So many could be killing the game if they knew better. Right. And so so I'm just a coach by nature. I'm a teacher by nature. Right. If you ask me how to do something, I'm going to teach you so that you're fundamentally sound on how to do it. I generally just don't give the answer. Right. I'm going to make sure you're fundamentally sound. So just because I'm a teacher by nature, and I know that there's so many people out there that can do so much better if they knew better. That's one of the things that's inspired me to be a coach, right? And right. Because I know if some people didn't take time to nudge me along, then I wouldn't be where I'm at.
100%. And I got to spend the day with you that day when we took the cars out. And, man, like, I learned a lot just sitting in your car seat. I learned a lot, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate that.
We got some super chats here.
Yes, Captain, $1. Won't save for Emperor exclusives.
Captain, save a garden tool. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Christian Gonzalez, 49. Jake Paul saying being a YouTuber is harder than boxing. Granted, that dude is lame to me, but I bet it's
100%, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing is this, guys. So I just want to make, like, because me and Fresh, we just quit our jobs last year, December. Yeah. So, we're like, we're not really YouTubers. We're new YouTubers. So I'll tell you guys this, transitioning from my former career to this. It's definitely a different animal. And I would say with this, it's consistency, man. Like, mm-hmm. At your regular job, you can kind of not show up here or there. Like, I'm tired. I'm hungover from the night before, whatever. You kind of get by. With this, it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? Every win is yours and every loss is yours too. So, yeah, it's like it's really on you when you do the YouTube game.
Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, facts. We have another one?
Yes. A boy, Ricky.
Ricky.
Just showing some love as usual. French toast pops too. 100.
Healthy, thank Ricky. You so much, Ricky. Appreciate Boom. That, man.
There you go, man.
I'm part of the Saint and the Sinner fam.
Hey, there you go.
Go ahead, Fresh.
All right, man. So basically, right, when someone takes your challenge, TJ, what should they come out of it with or doing, you would say?
Well, the first thing they're going to come out with is clarity, right? And clarity is something that, I say this all the time. You can't run in the fog. Right. Super, super foggy. You want to go fast. You can't. You got to be very careful. Right. But when you have a clear vision, you can sprint. You can go hard. Right. And so, one of the things that people should do is have a vision for their life, for what they're doing, what they're trying to accomplish. That's so vivid. mm-hmm. right? That it feels real to them, right? Like, I mean, literally, when they think about this vision, they should be able to the sort of almost experience living in the Oceanside condo or Oceanside home, or, you know, somebody picking them up in, you know, whatever kind of car, or them flying their private jet or whatever it is, right? They ought to be able to experience it, feel it. And as they close their eyes and thinking about it, they should almost, you know, you should be able to see the reaction on the face. You know what I mean? So the first thing they're going to get is clarity. And then they're going to get that thing that they're going to have an assessment of what they should be working on, given all the various type of business options that there are, given the type of stuff that they've done in the past, given the things that they want to learn and the things that they do well or can do well, can learn to do well. They're going to have something that they're going to work on, and then I'm going to help them build a business plan, a one-page business plan that shows them exactly what they should be doing every single day for the next 12 months, right? Nice. So that's what they're going to get out of that, right? So in that 10 days. Now, for some folks, right, that 10 days is going to be enough for them to say, I'm good, right? Because they're going to be coached by me, my business partner, J.J. Smith, who's a New York Times bestselling author. Like, she has 3 books that's been in the top 5 New York Times bestselling books, and one that's been on the New York Times bestselling list for 54 weeks in a row. And so we've marketed all those books and built, you know, help to sell all those books. And one of them has been published in 21 different languages, countries, right? And so, so she's going to be a part of that. And then I also have Terry, who has taught at NYU and taught at Facebook and these sort of places.
Was she also on SEO Steve Harvey? Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She's been on Steve Harvey. She's a reoccurring person on Dr. Oz and this kind of thing. So we, the three of us, are going to do 5 one-hour sessions with folks where we take them through a process, right? So, you know, we had contemplating doing it for free. We felt like we would have gotten so much riffraff.
Yeah,
if we'd have done that, right? Because we wanted people that would invest in themselves.
Right.
Right. So after those 10 days, they're going to be on track. I mean, because you're talking about people that's, you know, the best of the best in some of the things that they do, right? You're not going to find someone that's going to be able to give them this kind of knowledge in this short amount of time. But some folks are going to want to go further, and those folks will be invited or can join our group coaching, where we do more intensive. It's a 90-day sprint where we work with people for 90 days in a small group to help them build out their whole business.
Nice. Yeah, it's funny because that day I spent with you, right, man? Like, we talk a lot about post-nut clarity, right?
Yeah.
I got, like, Lambo clarity because I sat in the Lambo,
right? Did you say post-nut clarity? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that ain't no clarity right there, bro. There ain't nothing clear about that. You know? I don't know what you've been... Yeah, if you got clarity after that, you might not be doing it right.
No, but like just sitting in the car, right, man, and just hearing the noise, seeing like the work that you put into it, man, and then having that asset, man, I was like, yo, like, dude, I can do this. It's possible. You tell me that, you know what, focus on what you need to focus on, keep strong on what you're doing. Like, that was like enough for me. You know what? Now I know what I actually want. I'm going towards it.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine how much value is going to be in that 10-day challenge. So that's going to be awesome.
So with this challenge, how often are you going to have it?
I don't know. We're going to do it this time. I mean, we're putting in a lot of effort for the folks that join us. And so we may not have it again, you know. We're doing it now, and we're going to close out at the end of February and start up on March 1.
Okay.
Right? So people can join between now and, I guess, the rest of this week.
Okay.
And then we're going to get started. And so I may not have the challenge again. We'll assess it, and we'll see, because we're, you know, it's a lot of time.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And how could people get a hold of, get into this? You said it's open this week, right?
Yeah. If they go to my Instagram.
There you go.
It's also on the screen as well, guys, and in the chat as well. But yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. So thanks for dropping that link, but it's also on my, my IG page in in my bio.
In your bio.
Yeah.
Okay. So they can get in there and basically get the opportunity to work with 3 very successful entrepreneurs and get a team of advisors basically.
Yep.
Cause, so what advice would you give to people that are coming up and trying to, you know, because I feel like entrepreneurship is something that a lot of people, especially during the beer bug, have kind of gone through, you know, whether they lost their job or or a former business that got hit with the beer bug pretty hard,
or a deal
or whatever it may be. A lot of people have kind of moved into this digital age of entrepreneurship. What advice would you give people coming up in this time of day?
It's focus. I mean, and also have the right expectations. It's great to hope to get success and get to the millions and all that stuff really, really fast, mm-hmm. right? But don't have that as the expectation,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You can hope for it. You can work your ass off for it. You can do everything you can to make that happen, but have a proper expectations. If it was that easy for everybody to become a millionaire, everybody to become a one percenter, it wouldn't be a one percenter.
Yeah.
Right. So I think focus, one, having the right expectation, willing to dedicate themselves to something, build the skills necessary that allows that will grow, right? Or that they can add leverage to. Because a lot of times people are building skills or doing stuff that they can't leverage properly. Mm. And what I mean by leverage properly is you have to look at time, resources, money, something that is going to allow you to get paid at more than just at the value, right? So and a surgeon does a lot of work and does a lot of things to get trained. What he's leveraging is his gift that most people can't, pass all the courses necessary mm-hmm. or won't do the work necessary to pass those courses, get the grades, to get in those schools, to become a surgeon
yep.
and to get that training. So he has leveraged his gifts and he's leveraged the time that he's put in it. So now when he gets paid, he's not getting paid for his time. He's getting paid for his gift.
Yeah,
he's getting paid for that particular talent and that particular skill. So it doesn't make sense for him to come in for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And to charge $5,000,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If you look at it by time, but he's not leveraging time; he's leveraging a gift. For real estate, people look at places and go, "How could you pay that much for that place? That doesn't make sense."
Yeah,
right. So somebody's leveraging location,
yep.
right? And they've also used money and somebody else's money,
yep.
to buy that
the banks.
Property, right, right, right? To buy that property, they've added leverage to that.
Yep.
When you've taken your knowledge, like you guys have done in terms of what you do, what you've done in your own personal lives,
yeah.
and now to help other people in terms of becoming a high-value individual,
mm-hmm.
right? And you put that in a class, that's leverage,
yep.
right? You've leveraged that and put it in a class, and now you can sell that and make a lot more money for it than if you were doing individual coaching, as
yep.
an example. So it's important to figure out how to get leverage in whatever it is that you're doing.
Yep.
And so
you could 10x your minimize time spent while 10xing results
right.
from a compensation
right.
standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I leverage money. So people ask me now all the time, they go, well, what are the things that you do? And so I'm not into day trading, right? I'm not into crypto. Now, today I got a report that said I made almost $9,000 on crypto, but I'm not into crypto.
Mm.
But I hire somebody that is that's
day
trading, right? Because I can leverage money.
Yep.
To get
to an expert
to do that,
that
right?
will make it do it for
that's
you.
That's right, because yep. they're spending all day doing it.
Yep.
And I can go in and leverage one, the relationship, leverage the money, leverage their skills, because
mm-hmm.
I don't have the same skills. Right.
Right.
So you got to find leverage. And that's how people that have money make more money. And that's how people that have knowledge convert it into making money.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, one thing I've learned from being around, seven-figure individuals, et cetera, is they prize their time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They really like people that have money. Typically they spend money to save time. Whereas like normal people or people that don't have money spend time to save money.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong way to go about it. So
100%.
Yeah. So yeah, investing that money into someone that's an expert is going to pay huge dividends because you don't have to go through the process of trying to figure it out. They use their expertise and they make you more money. Yes. It's going to cost an initial investment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to compensate them for it, but the returns outweigh the small cost of getting an expert in.
Yeah, and that goes back to what you were saying in terms of being a mentor.
Yep.
You get a mentor, it's going to cut down the time. It's going to save you so much time
yep.
because you don't have to go through all those headaches that person already went through.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have confidence knowing because you're looking at somebody that's already successful. So clearly they have the roadmap to get there.
Yep.
So you can ask them and have confidence that, okay, they at least know how to get here. Yeah. If they're sharing all that information with me, then I'm good. Whereas if you're doing it on your own, you don't have the confidence and you're sort of staggering and stuttering and all that sort of stuff.
Everyone that's successful that I know has a mentor. Like a mentor is essentially a GPS to a destination you've never been before.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Versus if you try to drive there on your own, yeah, you might get there, but there's going to be more wear and tear on your car. You know, there's going to be wasting gas, wasting time,
yep,
frustration. You might have got mugged by a hitchhiker on the side of the road. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So having a GPS is always very important.
Like, for example, you could do your own taxes, but you can mess up some way, right?
That's not very – and that's a, you got to take an L doing that.
You can pay somebody, an expert that knows the laws, and they can do it for you.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Myron and myself, we date, you know what I'm saying? We date females.
Yeah,
we have success in that.
I hope so.
So we can teach.
Date females.
So we can teach the guys because we're in the game. So basically what you're saying is, someone that's successful in their niche or their business, steps to avoid that you would make messing up with yourself.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Super chat, three super chats.
Okay.
Mr. Jubal, $5. When you do things right, people won't be sure you've done anything at all.
Boom. There you go.
And we got, let's see, Nikki, TA, 279. Love watching your content. Respect from Toronto.
Hey,
Toronto.
Shout out to the six.
To the six, man.
And last one, Michael. Metroc 199 super sticker. Thank you, fam.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it. The support, guys. All that money will go into buying a new stripper pole. Just kidding. We already bought one yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
That's a stripper pole.
I got another one yesterday. It's going to be spinning. It's going to be on this side. So,
yeah, TJ, good thing you didn't come last night. That would have been bad.
Yeah, that was a little ratchet yesterday.
Y'all weren't talking about making money, were you?
No.
I was spending money. One of the things about spending money, man, so here's the thing. You make money, right? And we're talking about making money. But at some point, you're going to spend money. And the more money you make, the more options you have on how you can go screw up money. You know what I mean? And it's okay with screwing up money as long as you know that's what you're doing sometimes, you know?
Right.
Sometimes people get sort of uptight about spending money. But, man, we make it so that we can spend it. We can enjoy life and have a good time. So. Just don't get it confused. You know, sometimes people, you know, you do something that's fun. You should be doing this with your money. Yeah, but you should also be living and having fun.
Facts.
Having the life. That's why we work so hard to make the money, right?
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. Just so it's not going to do anything just staring at it in a bank account. You know what I'm saying? But you're miserable. Yeah. You know.
Talking about investments. Because I know people have seen you on Instagram. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, they've seen like the lifestyle and stuff like that as well. But, like, for example, if someone made the money, especially mm-hmm. after taking your course and stuff like that, what car should they, like, invest in?
What
know your car?
Car?
You know, like,
invest in.
Like,
so those were, that you know, that invest in, you know, I don't know if you say car and investment. If you're talking about car and investment, mm-hmm. or are you saying car and buying? What car should they buy and have fun with? Because that's a different, those are two different things.
Car and buy.
The car and buy, I mean, man, look. It's funny, right? You have the Ferrari crowd, and the Ferrari crowd is like a very distinguished crowd, mm. right? They're exclusive bunch, right? And they act as such, right? In fact, you can't even go buy a Ferrari, right? That you want unless you've already bought Ferraris, right?
So yeah, Q Banks was telling us that.
Yeah, you have to build the relationships, mm-hmm. right? Before you can buy the Ferrari you want. Imagine, you know,
yeah.
you got such money, so much money. And in order to buy the car you want, you know, and they built an ecosystem that works, right? But as such, you can also, you know, you can't go out and wrap your car and put my man's pattern on his car.
Yeah.
Even though it's his car.
Yeah.
If you do that, Ferrari will send you a desist letter.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So
you try to put Supreme wrapping on your Ferrari, guys. Don't do that.
No, don't do it.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Not unless you want a lot of legal bills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the Lambo group is a different group. Those guys like to have fun. They're going to put whatever the hell they want on their cars.
Yeah.
Right? And and it's an exclusive group from a standpoint of it costs a lot of money to buy for a Lambo, but it's not exclusive from an inclusion standpoint of, you know, Porsche guys are just car driving guys. They love to drive and they're good drivers, you know, in general. So it just depends on the crowd you want and what you like, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a driver guy. I like to drive. I have, qualified for my IMSA license and my SCCA racing license. So that's me.
Yeah.
Right?
You actually drive your cars.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, like, they don't even drive them. They just keep them in the driveway, take some IG pictures. Right, I'm going back inside. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So if you're just going to want a car to collect, it might be a Ferrari that's the best car, or certain Porsches. If you want to drive and have fun, mm-hmm. maybe you get a McLaren and get a Lambo, you know, to just go out and have a lot of fun. Or you get the non-collectible versions of the Porsches. Right?
So going back to the earlier question, is there a way to invest in a car? Or
yeah.
is it, okay, how would you, for people that want to look at a vehicle as because typically, you know, a car is typically a liability. How would you be able to, I guess, switch it up so when you purchase a car, it's an investment? What are some examples you would advise?
Well, there's a number of things that you can do
okay.
in terms of a car and make it kind of worthwhile from a business standpoint. Mm-hmm. If you're buying a car through a business, right, mm-hmm. and you're going to buy that car anyway,
uh-huh.
and you can make that a part of your marketing of your, you know, your Fresh and Fit podcast or your business and that kind of thing,
uh-huh.
then maybe you buy a car through that and you're able to lease it and you can write the whole thing off, right?
Gotcha. So buy through an LLC
yeah.
or an S-Corp.
Right.
And then,
so
yep.
so there's a way to do it. Another way to buy a car that's an investment is buy an investment quality car. Now, I'm not sure the regular person is going to do that unless they're just a pure car lover.
Yeah.
Because there's other ways to make more money faster.
Of course.
Not saying that investment won't grow,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if you buy a limited edition car.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
That may grow, but it may not grow as fast as some of the other investments.
Yeah.
It's just not going to decrease in value.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. For instance, the Ford GT.
Uh huh.
You know, that car is, you know, I think that car, the people that bought that car was able to spend $500,000 for their car. And the car now is well over $1 million, you know,
Jeez.
In a few years. I think the LaFerrari came out was just over $1 million. And I think to buy a coupe is three-ish million. And I, at one point, the Spider was in the sevens.
Okay. Dodge Vipers. Are those, because they don't make those anymore, right?
Yeah,
or
they don't make those anymore. So they've been going up. So I have a Dodge Viper,
okay.
ACR Extreme, and that one's been going up as well. But again, it's relative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could spend money in some other ways and it goes up a lot faster.
Yeah.
Right? But if you love the cars, you know, those are some ways to buy a car and not take a bath on it.
Gotcha.
The
yeah.
other way, though, is to buy a car that's an already depreciated,
right?
Like
okay.
a luxury car or an exotic car that's already depreciated,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, I think a good example of that is a Porsche GT2 RS.
Okay,
right? That's out now, a couple years, 3 years, maybe.
3 years.
Not really going to depreciate much anymore. It's going to go down maybe a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
but you could buy that car and drive it and be able to sell it, you know, in a couple years for a similar amount.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. A break even, you know, which is rare with vehicles.
Because you still got to drive a car.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to be driving a car anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be one. So that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So there's some strategies right there, guys, that you can purchase a vehicle and not take a hit. Because I know there's a lot of people that are like, you know, they love vehicles and they just kind of like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to take the L.
Yeah.
If I lose money, I lose money. But those are some ways that you actually don't lose money.
Yeah.
You know,
if you expect another car, like if you buy a Lamborghini Murcielago.
Okay.
Right, like a SV.
Yep.
Or a non-SV one with the right mileage, that's really not going to go down much in value at this point. So that's one that you could buy and hang on to, enjoy the car, sounds amazing, looks great.
Yep.
And then if you want to get rid of it, you can get rid of it. Or you can keep it and trade it in for something else, you know, as an example.
Gotcha.
Get out of it. You're not going to lose money.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, all right. Cool.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We got Cam.
Oh, we got some. Okay. Super chat. Go ahead, Chris.
Boy, Cam, 499.
Shout out to Cam.
Perfect timing to bring TJ on the show. Launching my online coaching business soon.
Boom.
Love
nice.
It.
There you go, man.
Michael, again, 199. Thank you, fam.
Hey, if you need some help with that, man, hit us up.
Yeah, the
guys,
link is link there, Cam, if you
the
if
link
you
is in the chat as well.
You want to jump
yeah.
in there,
and
Cam?
That, and that link might be for him. If he's already knowing what he's doing, that's great. He might be a good candidate for my group coaching, my 90-day sprint. Mm-hmm. So
there you go.
He'd be a good candidate for that.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, Cam, click that link. okay. we're good? We're caught up?
Yep.
Okay, so So what should people have to sign up for the Lots of Freaking Money Challenge?
What should they have?
Yeah, what should they have in place?
So it's really place. People that are ambition.
Okay.
Right?
And, yeah, that's number one.
And ambition, yeah, number one. And then number two, be willing to do the work. Right?
Yeah.
Don't have this get, if you have a get rich quick mindset, then I'm not your guy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that's going to help you where you are a whole nother level and build a foundation on stone and brick as opposed to straw.
Yeah.
So, so if they have ambition, they're willing to do the work, they can set aside some time then, and they're trying to figure it out. So, and there's sort of a distinction. There's some people that already have figured it out. They know what exactly it is that they're trying to do, and they need help accelerating that and amplifying that. So that's my 90-day sprint, right? We'll do that in at the, you know, towards the tail end of March. But this is for folks that are like, I'm trying to figure it out, right? There's a number of things I could do, but I don't know what I am going to do.
Right.
And this is to help them get started and get launched. So it's again, it's 10 days. I think there's like 5 or 6 homework assignments in those 10 days. And then we have like working sessions where we're going to be all working together, and it'll be like open mic and people can come in and ask questions and things like that. And we help them through their stuff. Mm-hmm. So for people that need help getting started and getting launched, this is good for them.
Okay. Will there be a support group for people that are enrolled?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We have the people that sign up, we'll have a Facebook group where people can go in, and then there's people will ask questions and we'll answer the questions and stuff like that. We have another group that we do this with in terms of support.
Mm-hmm.
And in that group, there's like 8,000 people in that group. And we have people that are dedicated to just answering questions. Right?
Oh, wow.
So we know how to support a support group.
Of course, of course, yeah, because there's always going to be questions. And I guess what businesses, this covers all, whether it's a digital business, you know, a concrete business that you actually have a location, this all types,
this
right?
This is about a startup.
Yeah.
Right, it's about a startup because there's so many things, so many elements. So at the end of the day, when people think about, I want to be a businessman.
Yeah.
Fact. I want to be an entrepreneur. What you're really saying is you want to learn how to, so you have to have the core expertise in whatever it is.
Yes.
You know, whether it's janitorial, whether it's, you know, learning how to be a digital marketer,
mm-hmm.
whether it's building an online class, you got to have a core expertise,
yep.
but then you have to learn to market.
Yep.
And that's the thing that all of those businesses have in common
yep.
is that they have to learn how to market their business.
Yeah.
And in order to market your business today, there are certain things that you have to do. You have to go out and build credibility, right? You have to go out and build content that people are going to be able to find you.
Yep.
You have to go out and build email lists and be able to get back to people. You have to be able to build offers and a roadmap of offers of low, medium, high offers.
Yep.
You know, there's a number of things that you have to do,
yeah.
regardless if it's a brick and mortar business, if it's a digital business.
Yep.
Yeah, because I would say, like, for example, you could be the best lawyer, best doctor, best person in the world of what you do, but if no one knows who you are, then it doesn't really matter,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So that's
there's certain like non-negotiable elements that you need to run your business in 2021. And I hate to say it, but like a digital footprint is required in today's day and age, especially if anything, the pandemic proved that. So, mm-hmm. you know, email lists, all that other stuff, like, yeah, regardless of mm-hmm. whether your business is a digital one or not, because there seems to be this like ideology that like, oh, well, I don't run an online business. I don't need an email list. I don't need to, you know, get people on my list and try to sell to them on there or have a course. Like they're like, no, I just run a regular business. Like, no, you need an email list regardless of whatever you do, because the email list is like the one, it's the one way, no matter if you're deplatformed, that you can always speak to your audience, you know, because let's keep it real. We're at the mercy of YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all these other platforms. You say one thing they don't like, bam, deplatformed. Well, at least for us.
Yeah. So,
with the stuff we'd be saying
TikTok.
Sometimes, you know, say TikTok especially. So,
by the way,
yeah.
Cam clicked the link and he saw it. He's going to do the promotion. So he clicked it. So
yeah. So yeah.
Awesome.
Shout out to you, Cam. Yeah, man. You're in LA because you guys are both. You're out in California as well, and Cam's in California. So yeah, dude. He's local to you. So.
Yes, Caleb Bucks. Thanks TJ for being on the show again. Always appreciate hearing successful individuals talk, and I just listen and take notes.
Boom, there you go. Yeah, yeah. No, these are the important days, guys. Money Mondays are important days. When we do the Womanizer Wednesdays, you guys are all in here taking notes. Packed in here, but when we're talking about money, it's like, oh, okay, well, whatever. It's like, bro, the money is what's gonna get you guys the girls, man. So,
thanks.
Go ahead.
Well, are we good to go?
We're good. I'm caught up. Okay. Go ahead, Fresh.
All right. So also as well, in this case, so TJ. For example, right? Let's say I'm a guy and I've done affiliate marketing, I've done online marketing, I've done e-commerce websites. I've done all this stuff. And I've tried different things, but I feel like I'm lost.
And you're probably 20 years old too, right?
Exactly.
You've done it all. I've
done it all.
Uh-huh.
It's just for me. Cause I feel like that was me at one point.
So here's the problem with what you said, is you've done all those things, but you're not giving any of those things enough time to be successful, right? So if you've done all those things, yeah, this is definitely for you, because what it is it's about focus and what are those things that you should be doing, right, to build your, you know, the money, your secure money, the money that's going to come in. How are you going to build those skills? And so for that person that's doing too many things, right, and done all those things and skipped from one thing to another thing to another thing, yeah, we're going to help you, because we're going to teach you how to stay focused on one thing and evaluate, you know, if it's the right thing for you to do to make the kind of money, or you should be moving on to something else.
By the way, TJ, that was me. I spent 25 years wasting my life,
yeah,
trying different things and not focusing on one thing.
Right.
And that whole time I spent, I learned a lot, because I learned what I shouldn't do, what I should do,
mm-hmm,
but I didn't have like a clear direction where to go. And I feel like if I had something like this,
yeah,
I'd have been way better off knowing where I should go from the jump rather than waste time, you know?
Well, you learned enough to be dangerous.
Exactly. I learned so many little different things that can apply to
yeah,
our business now,
yeah,
to make us grow. But in the process, I didn't have like a definite like path to follow,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
And this doesn't apply to you. But the problem is, there's a lot of smart, dumb people out there.
Yeah.
Right? There's they're smart, but they have a dumb approach,
yeah,
to life and money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of smart, dumb people out there. And we want to make sure that the people that are smart but being dumb about their approach, we help them out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, absolutely, we got, yeah, some smart people in the chat, because they just donated $100.
Yeah. Shout out to that. Oh, go ahead, Chris. You got it. C Dub with a big $100 super chat, basically. Go ahead, Chris. You got it.
Great show. Appreciate helping men getting their money right. My honor, Fresh sent you a DM on IG and Facebook. Miss enrollment due to ice storms, but would love to help with the High Value Academy if you think it's a good fit. Not asking anything in return, just hoping to add value.
Well, you got down the Marco for that one.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for that. And guys, tonight we're gonna have our first Zoom call with James Bradley. He's in the house. Multimillionaire stock trader. So he's going to teach you guys some of the techniques.
Yep.
And he's also a pilot too. So if you guys got questions about aviation,
yep,
he'll be able to help you guys with that as well. So
yep,
he's a diversified individual, high net worth, and you guys will be able to get a chance to talk to him tonight for the Zoom call. He'll be running it. Go ahead, Chris. We got
our boy Kalel, $20. TJ, you and Q Banks got me into looking into respecting cars. My question is, what are good cars I can get that maybe appreciate or stays the same value? Like from 80K, 200K, 500K. Apologies if answered. I'm catching up.
Porsche. Honestly, you know,
Porsche.
You know, Porsche is like the pound for pound, the heavyweight champion in the world for sports cars. I mean, and so because the community is so large and they have so many different types of cars, finding a good Porsche that's, you know, some years back, one, they still kind of look the same. The performance is great. So you can get a Porsche and, you know, it's basically depreciated, you know, and not going to depreciate very much at all. And you put miles on it, people don't care that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Porsches are good for that. Ferraris are great cars too, the whole value for specialty cars, but you can't drive them. You can't put any miles on them.
Yeah.
Because you put miles on a Ferrari. So if it's a thing where you don't drive, you have other cars, you're not really going to drive that car much.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
you're just going to go out and floss.
Yeah. The Ferrari is for stunting and
yeah,
you know, weekends and
yeah,
Instagram,
yeah,
that type of thing.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. They're great performance cars. But if you're going to go out and get, you know, a Speciale, or
yeah,
you're going to go out and get a 430, a 16M or something like that.
Yeah.
You get that car is going to go up in value. But it's only going to go up in value if you don't put a lot of miles on it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas a Porsche, the reason why I like that car is that you can put miles on it.
Yep.
And it can, you know, it's going to be okay.
What about Lamborghini Huracan? I feel like most people go by that as their first car.
They're awesome cars, right? They're fun cars. They're not ones that's going to really hold value,
mm-hmm,
that much, unless it's, you know, like you can get a Gallardo, which is before the Huracan, and that might be one that's more fully depreciated.
Mm-hmm.
The,
do they make Gallardos anymore?
No, no.
Yeah.
Which is, so the reason why.
I remember those used to be in old music videos back in the
days,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The rap
but,
music.
But the reason why they could be cool is that they're older.
Yeah.
They've kind of depreciated enough, and exotics at some point, they don't keep depreciating at the same
rate. There's a low point.
There's a low point.
Yeah.
Right. And so
stop loss.
Right, yeah. But by the same token, you go get that Gallardo, and then you pull up to the guy in the M2. You know,
yeah.
He might beat you,
yeah.
And you're gonna be mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're not the racer guy or the speed guy, then it might make, you know, that would, something like that would make sense because you got a Lambo.
Yeah.
You know?
How much would a Gallardo go for nowadays?
Probably 100, like
100.
You probably get one for 100. You probably get one in the 90,000.
Wow. Okay.
89K.
90,000 to 110 ish.
Wow. Like okay. That.
Yeah.
And guys, if you got questions for TJ, this is your chance to ask, you know, a very successful multimillionaire in different businesses questions. I think Kel had another follow-up one.
Yeah, I thought more. Another question, any cars you would recommend for the snow for us Canadians to drive in?
Yeah, cars? Yours, bro.
Yours. And then his last question, any more is fine, Kel. $5. What has TJ learned from the young gen and up and comers, i.e. Q Banks?
Oh, it's cool, man. Q, you know what, man? I like Q.
Shout out to Q Banks, guys.
Yeah, shout out to his brother, man. You know what? I like how organized he is, and I like how focused he is, right? He's not trying to do a whole lot of different things. So I think, you know, he's old school in that way, you know? I think in general, though, and so I like the focus. I like the fact that that he's organized around his stuff. He's about his business.
Yep.
So I like all that stuff. I think some of the other guys, too, that I hung out with a lot of info marketers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a sweet spot of guys that I really like. I like the guys that are, you know, sort of making, you know, starting to make money, right? Like $1 million or so a year. Mm-hmm. They're making money, but they are hungry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're super hungry, and they're trying to make, you know, $30 million a year,
yeah.
$20 million a year.
Yep.
I like the guys that are making $5 to $10 million a year too, that are still trying to make $30 million or $40 million or $50 million,
yeah.
and have big plans. So I like those guys, man. I went out one night while I was here, and we were out at this sexy spot. It was sexy, it was dope, and everybody around the table was, you know, making money, but we all were sitting there, you know, talking about each other's businesses and trying to figure it out, and, you know, and helping each other build their businesses. So that's why I surround myself around people much younger than me and hungry. And that's why I call my place in LA the Humble Manor, because I think that mindset keeps you growing and pushing and stuff like that. So that's what I've learned from, you know,
the young bucks.
The young guys trying to, you know, kick you off the throne. Coming for your money. I'm coming for you. I'm gonna take your money, your house, your cars, your girl.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Everything.
Damn. And we got another one from Frank Sonara.
Yeah, two more, $5. TJ and James Bradley in the house. Oh, it's going down now.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Yeah. Jaws 2003, $5. What are your thoughts on a Tesla and Corvettes like TJ? I like the Vets.
I was gonna ask about that with Corvettes. Camp. What's your thoughts on that?
On the Corvette?
Yeah, he's asking, what are your thoughts on Tesla and Corvettes?
I think Teslas are great utilities.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're not a passion car. I like passion cars, cars that you have fun in. You're asking me about a utility, something that I can go to work in.
Yeah.
You could tell me about.
Save the environment.
It does all these things. Right? It's quiet. You know, it does all these things for you. It goes in reverse. It, you know, it'll drive on its, you know, drive itself.
Yeah.
All those things are awesome, right? And but that's not why I drive cars.
Yeah.
Uber, when I want to be practical, I drive cars because they're fun.
Yeah. Right.
I like hearing the engine. I like how it sounds under, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like when a kid grabs a car as a kid, he just picks up a car. He goes,
He's
not picking up a car going, yeah,
facts.
He doesn't do that.
Facts.
So Uber for me is a utility,
yeah.
And I always, you know, laugh at my boys that have it, but I get it. Utility. Corvette is an amazing car, right?
Okay.
It always has been. It's a beautiful car.
American muscle.
Yeah, it's American muscle, but it's not me.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's not the car that I love, right? Because more so than the car, I'm not sure. It's the dopest community in the world.
Nah.
You know, car lovers, right?
Nah. What's an old dude?
When I go in, I feel like, you know, it's like I'm from South Carolina, you know, and, anyway.
Kind of a square crowd.
Let's be honest.
It's a different crowd.
There's so many Corvettes on the road now, and let's be honest. Who's driving the Corvettes? I'm going to pause there. I'm not going to say what. Next question.
Do we have another one?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so we're caught up fresh with
okay, so TJ, anything else you want to add to people that are curious about like the 10-day challenge?
Well, I mean, we've said a lot about it. So if people are curious, click the link. You know, you'll see all the information. Join. I think it's for people that are trying to figure out how to get to the next level, what they should be doing.
Yeah.
Right. And there's a few people. There's people that's like, you know, hey, I'm trying to do something I'm passionate about. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm passionate about. Don't know what makes me happy. And I'm like, you know, F being passionate about it right now. I think people that have been wealthy go back and tell, you know, young folks that are trying to make it, you know, just follow your passion. Well, shit, I might be passionate about race car driving. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to find a lot of opportunities in that to get wealthy.
Yeah.
Can you be creative and figure out something? Yeah, maybe. But is that my best chance?
Yeah,
maybe
you know,
not.
You might be passionate about basketball, but you're 5'4". You know what I mean? You're 5'4".
Yeah.
You know, you're maybe not that fat. Who knows? But is that your best chance, right?
Yeah, right
and maybe
right.
you can figure out some camps, coaching, whatever, right? And so my thing is, figure out the things that you have the best opportunity to make money at, and then make your money, you know, get your bag, and then use that bag to build a life that you can enjoy your things that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Bam.
Don't necessarily connect those things together, because if you do that, you're gonna chase your tail for a long time.
Guys, right? That was a gem right there.
Yeah.
That was like legit game 101. You just follow that alone.
Yeah.
And then follow his 10-day course.
Yeah.
You get to go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So there's that. And so I think the thing that I want to
say. Got to have some practicality.
Yeah, it is, right?
Got to have
like,
some
let me figure out how I can, what's my path, right? Yeah, I'm just going to follow my passion. Yeah, people tell you that. But progress breeds passion, right? As you start to make progress in something, you'll become more passionate about it. You become more passionate about it. But if you're not making any progress, guess what? You're going to be doing a whole lot of different things because you're going to stop because you're not passionate about it, because you're not making progress. Nobody's patting you on the back. Nobody's giving you any glory. You're not feeling any endorphins from succeeding and winning and going. So progress breeds passion and not the other way around. Right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, man, is that this is the best time in ever to start making a lot of money.
Internet
and
money.
Have control over your life. So go out and do it.
Yep.
And whether you join my challenge or you don't, go out and do it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it later.
Yep.
But it's the best time ever, right?
Yeah.
In the history of our life, to go out and be able to change your life, the way you live, how you make money, how you can take care of your family, how you can take care of your mom. Some of the best things in the world for me is when I retired my mom over 20 years ago, right?
Mm.
And when I bought my dad a house over 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Those, man, you can't
put a price on that, man.
No, man. My dad is gone, right? But he didn't have to worry about where he's going to live. And all he wanted was a house. He worked at a chicken coop, a chicken factory, right? And was a professional boxer. Never made any money. So to be able to do that, right? Today, if I was, he would have been in a mansion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a good time to make money. So what I want to encourage folks that are listening, and I know they want to because they're on here.
Yeah.
This is Make Money Monday.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
So for all of you guys, know that it's possible, but stop trying to do seven different things at one time. People talk about seven streams of income. How about making one stream of income and blowing that up to a real significant amount of money before you move over to the next thing?
Exactly. Don't diversify until you master one craft.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
You know, so focus. Right. And give up some shit for a period of time so you can get there. One of the things about Q, you know, you got Q's story when he was working at Target.
Yep.
And you got Q Banks now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I love that story because that resonates with me. You're going to have to give up something to get to this whole nother level. I don't care what it is that you're doing. I know trading and crypto and online business. Everybody thinks they can do any of these things, and it's just going to happen overnight.
No.
But the person that's teaching you that didn't do it overnight.
Right.
The person that's telling you how to do it got that time that I talked to you about, the midnight oil, where you're there and you're working and you're lost deep in what you're doing, and there's nobody else around. You're not taking any pictures, right? And you're doing this for hours. and hours, and you spend days and days and days doing that. Once you're there, you know you're on the right path, and the person that's teaching you, if they're worth a damn, they've done a lot of that. So I would say sacrifice because it's worth it, right? It's simple. It's all simple. It's just not easy. Just like golf. Golf is very simple. You keep hitting the damn ball until it goes in the hole, and you count every time you hit it. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's simple.
Yeah.
That shit ain't easy, though.
Yeah.
And so that's
simple on paper.
It's simple
in concept, but actually do it correctly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teach us preaching to the choir, man.
That, I mean, I started preaching that, man. I didn't mean to start preaching.
No. It's, no, guys.
Excellent.
I mean,
perfect.
Like, I think, man, when someone that's more successful than you speaks, like, guys, it's very important to like listen. You know, I mean, I've been taking notes myself during this show. And, always listen to, like, you always want to, when people are successful, man, and they speak, just shut up and listen. And that's what, you know, even right now during the show, like, yeah, it's an interview and everything, but I'm learning right now as well. You know what I'm saying, guys? And that's the thing is, like, I always say your ability to be successful a lot of time is contingent upon you being humble and listening to others that have done what you're trying to do and just having an open ear to it. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, being stubborn, it's going to make you take a lot of L's, man. So, no, TJ, thank you so much for that.
For sure.
We got lots of chats here.
Yeah.
Three. DeMarco 489. Sup, TJ? No college degree, but diploma. My resume is stacked with skills I've acquired over the years. Is the challenge right for me? 33 years old, no kids.
Yeah. Especially if you don't know how you're using all those skills. So we're going to go through and help you figure out how to use those skills. Now, here's the thing. I don't know you, but I have a process that we put in place that's going to help you go through this stuff. And if you are willing to do the work and willing to make some decisions, I think it's going to be awesome for you.
Boom. There you go.
Cameron H489. Hey, TJ, why is the price of coaching program so low? It was initially priced at $7.99. Now it's $9.99.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I was actually going to do it for free because it's not about this coaching program. It's really about my 90-day sprint and the other things that we do. So I was really going to do it for free. And then the $7.99 is actually not really real either, right? Because, and I say that because, like, to get myself. So if you wanted me to coach you one-on-one, how much is that going to cost? Here's the thing.
$10,000 an hour?
Something
like that? Yeah.
I'm not going to do it, right? Here's the thing. I pay someone right now about $12,000 a day to coach me.
Damn.
Guys, you hear that?
You're like, hold on.
I pay them $12,000 to coach me. Now, here's the funny thing is I could coach them in a different topic.
Yeah.
And charge them that or more too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's just that they're really good at this one thing.
Yes.
Right? So that's why I pay them that amount.
Yeah.
So JJ ain't coaching nobody.
Right.
Right? In her coaching, we have 8,000 people that pay $20 a month. Mm. Right? You can do the math on that. Right? You know, 8,000 people that pay $20 a month. We've been doing that forever. So how much is you gonna have to pay her to do coaching one-on-one? It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So that $7.99 was just actually, it's funny, is there because we meant to take it off and we just forgot.
Yeah.
To move it, right?
Yeah.
So really, what you're getting is you're getting free advice. All I'm doing is asking you to show up, and by showing up, I'm saying pay something.
Yeah.
Because if you don't pay something, you won't take it seriously.
I always say this. People don't pay attention until they pay money, man.
Right.
That's 1,000% true.
So I agree with his premise is that why is it so cheap? It should be a lot more. It's just that we're doing this free to find out who's serious and who can then go on to, you know,
next level
sprint. Yeah.
Guys, get the damn 10-day challenge.
Yeah, man. At that point, bro,
I'm about to sign up.
$99.
Yeah, honestly, like, we're going to start coaching eventually one-on-one.
I'm
because it's scale.
It's ridiculous. Or make it at such a high price that most people aren't going to want to get it. Because, like, you're going to get to a point where you're not going to be able to just keep doing one-on-one consultations, you know?
I'm going to tell you, I'll get DMs on demand. That's it.
Yeah.
Boom.
So,
all right, we got Zarin.
Chris.
Thomas 49. I live in the D.C. area and don't want to die in the same tax bracket I was born in. I need direction and new people to rub elbows with.
There you go.
Hey, join us, bro.
Connect.
Sign up.
That's good. And your business partner is in D.C.,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I also have a place in D.C., so yeah.
There you go.
DC.
Bam.
Yeah.
There you go, bro.
Kyle Chaplin, $5. Some sticker. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate that.
And we're caught up.
All right.
All right.
So, TJ, You know what? Where can people find you?
TJ Millionaire Mentor on Instagram, TJ Millionaire Mentor on YouTube. Hell, TikTok too. TikTok too. Also, Facebook.
TikTok is a lot better. His doesn't get banned, guys. So, yeah. Unlike us.
Yeah. And then, quick story, man. So, remember we went to American Social for brunch, right?
Yep.
And there was a young guy outside the valet, right? You remember the just now? And he said, TJ, man, you know, I watch you all the time, man. You changed my life, da da da. Like, I aspire to be like you. And he was very passionate about meeting you, right? And he said, hey, hopefully I can see you again. And I ran into him before coming here, walking here to the studio, and he said, hey, are you going to see TJ today? I'm like, yeah, it's funny. We're going to do an interview right now. He's like, hey, tell me where it's going to be. I'll show up. I'll just stay outside. It's okay. I just want to meet him one more time. And the passion and drive that he had, ambition that he had to just show up here, he was here waiting before I even got here.
Yeah,
he said,
man.
Hey, fresh, is TJ here? I'm like, he's coming. Relax. But somebody like that, right, without driving ambition, would definitely do well in your 10-day challenge. So if you're watching here, I think your name is Devon. Definitely join his 10-day challenge, because guess what? That's what you need right now to focus on and move forward in life, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The funny thing is that happened at my hotel here, right? At my hotel, someone came and they wanted to meet and they saw me and we talked and he was excited. And it's funny, right? Because I'm just out being me, right? I'm not, you know, I'm just doing my thing in terms of sharing about business. And this guy said, man, I had to meet you. And then his boy came and said, let me be real. This guy really follows you. He found out that you were in town. He came down, right? And he rented a Lambo. He rented a Lambo to go in the rally. And and I'm proud of this dude because he wanted to show me that he can afford to do it now, right? He could afford to rent the Lambo, and what he wanted to tell me is that he heard my thing, because some of the things I say, the same thing, right, about passion and, you know, securing the bag first. And he said he had been trading and doing his thing, right, but he has been taking L's, right? Mm-hmm. And I think he had an expectation problem, right, in how long it was going to take to be successful, how much he had to study to be successful.
Yeah.
So he had an expectation problem. And what he did is he quit his job prematurely, right? And then he was doing his thing. And then he told me, he said, look, when you told me secure the bag first and then do this, he said he wrote down, he did the whole exercise I gave him and wrote down what his gift was, what he had made money doing. And then he went out and got a job doing that thing, right? And then after a while, he started back trading. And now he's trading. But he has a job, and he has so much less stress in his life. It works for him, and he felt like before he felt kind of like he was failing because he had heard just be all in, quit your job, do this, right?
Yeah.
And that's a struggle.
Yeah.
Not saying that people haven't done it in one.
Yeah.
But it's a struggle. Mm-hmm. And he said, man, I just took the simple advice. And I was able to go do this, and I'm going to be running in the rally with you guys.
There you go.
So I thought that was really dope. So I appreciate you sharing that story. And, there was another one that happened, and it was really cool. And right on the spot, we did some coaching around what this guy was doing in his career.
Nice.
And he was like, man, I never thought of that. That's just amazing. And I was like, man, we should do a whole class on that. But it was helpful to him. And I'm going to keep following him and see how he's doing. I'm going to find Devon too and follow him as well, see how he's doing.
That's love, man. And that's, guys, I just want to double down on what TJ said there. And I even wrote it down myself with secure the bag first. Like, we didn't quit our jobs, guys, until we had a good amount of money saved and we were able to pretty much invest into the business to a point where we wouldn't be able to fail. And then we quit. You know,
and
I'm
also
saying?
The business
strategy to do it
was covering our monthly expenses.
Yeah.
By a lot.
So yeah, guys. I mean, I got to just double down on that because that's golden advice that TJ gave. I know everyone is become an entrepreneur now, quit your job, blah blah blah, all that other stuff, fire your 9 to 5. No. Keep your 9 to 5 until you get to a certain point first, man. Having that money in the get go before you start your business is very important, so that you're not stressing and losing sleep and losing hair. You know what I'm saying? I've lost some hair, but losing some hair over starting your business and having timelines and everything else like that, because you don't have enough money saved up. So,
and I'll never
forget. That's a great tip.
Myron told me, right? He said, "I'm gonna make sure you leave your comfortable tech job when this is over. And I was like, nah, bro, I don't believe you, right? So we started doing the business together, started, like, you know what I'm saying, late nights, grinding, waking up early for work. But I knew that it was going somewhere, right? But I didn't know how far it was going to go. And, like, just following, like, his leadership, bro, yeah. like, legit, in less than, what, three, four months?
Yeah, three.
I quit my job, bro.
Well, it's funny because I see you guys.
Appreciate that,
right?
man.
And I see the personalities, and I spend a lot more time talking to you and hanging out with you. But I see this guy, and I see that eye of the tiger, right? This guy's hungry. You know, he has that thing. So that's awesome because you need that thing. You know, you need that thing. And if you're
trying to get
to
their level, man.
To develop, yeah.
Just trying to get to their level. So
I appreciate you guys, man.
All right, man. So, guys, get the challenge.
Yeah, get on the challenge, guys.
It's on his Instagram as well, his bio, and then it's in the chat, and then guys.
And all the social media, can you give it?
TJ Millionaire Mentor.
TJ Millionaire Mentor, guys, on all the, on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everything.
Facebook.
Okay, Facebook.
And even the website, TJ Millionaire Mentor.
There you go.
.com.
Nice and uniform. Yeah. Everything is.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, we appreciate you guys tuning into the show. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. We're going to have our Zoom call here very shortly. We'll send a link out to anyone that's in High Value Academy.
Yep.
It's going to be run by James Bradley. We'll be in the studio as well, but we're going to be talking about trading stocks, making money, aviation, if you want to become a pilot, career choice, all that. And yeah, man, it's going to be lit, guys. So get on TJ Millionaire Mentor's enrollment, guys, with the Lots of Freaking Money Challenge. And yeah, man, get your money right, guys.
There you go.
All right, man.
Money
Peace.
Monday. Peace.
Yeah.